Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. Wow, it is good to be back in studio here in Austin, Texas. By the grace of God, I was able to successfully transport over to the UK and had the biggest victory ever against the Bilderberg Group and the entire criminal shadow government. The people controlling more and more of our destiny, the organizations setting up the illegal spy grids, the organizations openly connected to massive narcotics trafficking, the organizations openly financing our enslavement with our own tax money and enriching themselves with those private contracts out of government to do so. Absolutely amazing victory. And we have a big debate yesterday in Parliament, with the Prime Minister admitting he may have broken the law going to the meeting. So that clip is coming up today. Obviously, you have the NSA whistleblower contractor, Snowden. And you've got House Speaker Boehner and the Republicans giving Obama right cover, fake right cover, and saying this man is guilty of treason. No, Peter King of New York is guilty of treason. The Speaker of the House is guilty of treason. Boehner, they are all part of this giant illegal spy grid where Obama is also using this stuff against the Tea Party and against the free press. There has been a reign of terror against whistleblowers. This is a bipartisan criminal operation at the highest levels, and it gives them unfair trade advantage for the globalist corporations who are able to use all this data. There are over 800,000 declassified on record members of private defense companies that have top secret or above clearances who can get into all this. We've had whistleblowers on using their names over the years. Last year, we're getting them back on. You know, who've worked in defense intelligence and say, look, I can dial in and listen to your phone anytime I want. I can go into your email right now. All of it has back doors built in. It's the Telecommunications Act of, what, 1983 and then 1996. And then 2001, and they're always expanding it. It's all on record. It's all on record. And they only get the fake rubber stamp FISA court thing when they want to use something in a stupid kangaroo court prosecution. What blows me away is I've been following this so long that either some of the people on the news that are so-called experts are just whitewashing it or they're ignorant. Because, you know, I'm even looking at what this whistleblower Snowden's putting out of what he knew with Verizon systems and, you know, billions of phone calls. It's actually much, much worse than that. And the CIA director last year, Petraeus, at the time CIA director, bragged at a tech conference, yeah, everything in your house is listening to you. Smart meters dial in. Quote, your dishwasher's listening to you. Your cell phones have tracker chips. They dial in and listen when it's turned off. They've got keyword software. And by the way, the hackers today are countering all this with terrorist terms online. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not what will jam this up. Okay? You talk about the latest patent you're about to go for. You talk about a medical development. You talk about how you caught a congressman doing something illegal. That will give them so many headaches. Talk about how you're a whistleblower that's going to go public. I've got a big whistleblower coming on today that will expose that Obama is trying to transfer nuclear weapons to Al-Qaeda. Ooh, boy! That right there will give them headaches for days. Talk about how you're going to try to stop a terror attack. They're running in a drill. That gets flagged. They're there to make sure the terrorists attack us. So you want to jam it. Talk about making sure we stop terrorists.
Yeah.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of June, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. No guest today. I'm looking at having an NSA whistleblower on in the next few days. One that we actually had on last year but got no media attention that's really just as important as this current one. But I want to explain something to everybody here. And if you're a long-time listener, you know this. If you see my films, you know this. I told you 15 years ago, 16 years ago, exactly how the spying worked, who was doing it, and what was being set up. And that's because it's all public worldwide. I mean, your cable boxes had microphones in them 20 years ago listening to you. 10 years ago, TiVo systems were tracking everything you did, creating psychological algorithms. The Kinect system in your house scans through your walls with the wireless internet field down to how many freckles are on your face. They listen to every word you say. Every new appliance from clock radios to dishwashers and dryers to your smartphone is listening to you in live time, even when the phone's off. They have built-in little micro batteries and things so they can power them up whenever they need to. The entire society is organized by globalist criminals as part of a technocratic takeover. So, of course, you've got the Republican leadership coming out to give desperate right-wing, fake right-wing kleptocrat cover to Obama and saying that Mr. Snowden, Edward Snowden, is a treasonous traitor. They've got reports with the intelligence people saying he needs to be disappeared. Oh, kind of like the little kids who get disappeared all over the world. Yeah, we know what you're into. Just like our government is caught shipping in the majority of narcotics, but then I fly into the country and went through four checkpoints in Dallas now. Four checkpoints getting back into the U.S. and had the customs people with my passport saying, this expires in a year and a half. You need to get a new one. And I said, wow, you're really on a power trip. Do you know who I am? Thinking she was persecuting me. And she goes, no. And I said, well, is it illegal to have a passport that expires in a year and a half? Well, I just think you need to get a new one. Is there something wrong with this one? And she just sits there staring at me. It was like, you know, Janet Reno type. And then a pilot walks over and says, I just want to shake your hand. And they don't mess with the pilots too much because they'll throw fits and get back in their face. And then I was going through waiting for my reporter to come through. I was just down the hall, you know, towards the next checkpoint. And they're like, don't wait, get out of here. But it was, and I just watched them like just being rude to everybody. And then we had to go back through TSA again. It was incredible. Back through TSA again now, after already a couple other layers. And it was just like out of South Park. Shoes off, passport open, show your ID, have it ready, get back, I told you. I'll walk over, the guy looks at me and goes, oh, no, go to the fast lane, right over there. And this country is in so much trouble. And I went over there and gave a whole speech about not only are these body scanners giving you cancer, but these aren't properly shielded. I've had radiologists on who've come through with meters. These x-ray machines, you're sitting at the x-ray, the bags are high-powered, and you are going to die of cancer. And they're like, why are you giving us a problem? But I go, hey, I'm not the one that ships the drugs in like the government or puts syphilis in the vaccines for black men. And they're like, please, just go. And they go, we'll have to do the pat down, but just, and the guy's like, I know the NSA spying on us. I know it's all crap. I just need this job. By the way, a lot of us know what's going on. Don't be so hard on us. And those were all the nice ones. It was the head ones giving orders that were like, shoes off, photo open to the page. I told you, photo open to the page. And they were sitting there just obsessive, compulsively. The guy looked just like the person we're showing on the TV screen of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Exact same goatee. Sounded just like that guy. Sir. Shut up, sir. I mean, it was right out of the toilet safety police. And when I flew out to London from Austin, it was just through one checkpoint to Dallas on my connection, right on the plane to London. The security was about a third. The security theater, about a third in London, what it is here. And I remember many years ago being over in Europe and thinking their security was worse than ours. Now it's less, and it's not real security. I'm going to explain something to everybody. They have got attack pieces, before I get to all this news, in, let's not exaggerate, 50 publications a day now? Bloomberg, Reuters, AP, Salon. Reporters crawling through everything. I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't my garbage. And they are freaking out saying this guy is able to put stories out and get the media talking about it. He's got to be shut down. And they've got Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, Rachel Maddow, people on CNN. Bloomberg has a piece out saying Alex Jones doesn't build bombs, he builds bombers, and he needs to be shut down. A month-long investigative report, written like a high school writer wrote it, full of baloney and distortions and lies. My plane landed in Dallas yesterday, and I got on it while I was waiting in line through the first big customs checkpoint. And I read it, and I couldn't believe the article. It was such distortion and lies. And then I saw a bunch of others, and I just realized they're totally freaked out. And I found a bunch of other articles saying this. They're going, don't listen to Alex Jones. Now with all the NSA stuff and the IRS persecution stuff and the secret arrest stuff coming out, all this, he's really getting a lot of credibility. And media, we need to go after him. We need to, and by the way, he doesn't need to be on Sirius, and he doesn't need to be on AM and FM stations. It's horrible. Look at the Bloomberg headline. Alex Jones sells gold on Sirius with bombing conspiracies, and Paul Watson's got an article about it going up on Infowars.com the next hour, just countering some of the baloney. And again, why are they shooting at me politically? By the way, we hardly sell any gold. Gold is one of the smallest sponsorships we've got. Unfortunately, I wish I could get more money and fund more stuff. We got a good gold sponsor, high quality, good prices. Started promoting gold when it was, $300 an ounce or less. It's been up to almost 2,000. I've never sold any of the gold I've bought or silver. Started promoting silver when it was $5. Didn't sell any of the stuff I have when it went to 50. Goes down to 30. Didn't sell any of it. It's an emergency for collapsing society. But I only promote what I believe in. I mean, you hear my voice endorsing something, I believe in it. And they act like it's dirty. Bloomberg makes billions off his media empire, shoveling anti-gun, anti-family garbage, and that's okay. And then they said, give us your financial numbers. And I said, I'm only talking to you so I can expose you afterwards. She goes, oh, I'm your friend. I go, I know you're not my friend. You were assigned by top editors to do this piece. You have three reporters on this. Please, I can tell this is all a big joke. I said, I'll tell you our financial stuff, but you have to quote me. And she said, we will. And they did not. I said to her, we bring in about $7 million a year right now, and they were spending every bit of it. I have not been paid in about 7-8 months. It looks like I won't be paid for the year. And that's my goal, is to put everything into this fight. I've got some emergency backup money over the years to fund things for a few months if we got shut down or something. And I wish we had more of a backup. And I said, that's it. And she put, he rakes in for himself $7 million a year. Not that it's bad that I make money, but I'm proud of the fact that I do this for the truth and risk my life. I mean, let me tell you, this is not fun, folks, being demonized all over the place and lied about. And called a liar by a pack of liars. I mean, Bloomberg's a creepy gangster. Bloomberg and Silverstein have openly had their people come up to our reporters in New York on video. It's in my film, Truth Rising, and said, listen, we're going to say your camera's a bomb. We're going to put you in jail for 30 days, maybe longer. You're not allowed to have this demonstration. And we have the permits. We're here. And they said, look, with pipes. Guys going, listen here. Guys in suits with pipes talking like worse than Goodfellas. I mean, if they walked on a Hollywood set, they would have the job as the thugs. And then people like Luke Radowski, getting death threatened at home, family getting death threatened, the kind of calls where they're listening to your phone line and tell you what you're talking about, he gets those. Okay? You and your family are dead. And by the way, we're listening to you. You just said this earlier. Yeah, that's right. Those kind of calls. I mean, this is who runs the government. I mean, they can kill whoever they want all over the world. They love it. It's a mafia. It's their country now. And this is the kind of stuff. Luke's been arrested for just asking Bloomberg a question. My reporters have been arrested. I mean, these are thugs. These are dirtbag gangsters. And I'm going head up against them. So we need your prayers first and foremost. And we need your monetary support, because we need to expand in the face of this new world order. And we need you to spread the word about the broadcast. If I'm going to risk my life, my name, my treasure, my family, everything, I'm going to do this 110%. And I am. And all I ask of the listeners is you support us, spreading the word 110%, and that my crew realize the position they're in. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is the real deal. This is history happening right now. Because Everything we've warned people about is now being revealed, and they're in the process of trying to spin the whole thing, and we're going to break that down on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what treason is. Treason is putting our military publicly under NATO command. Treason is allowing foreign governments access to all the NSA spy grids. Treason is, in the last really 40 years, putting snooping hubs in all the telecommunications grids and now massively, massively upgrading all of those. That's what treason is. Treason is abolishing the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Treason is militarizing the police. Treason is selling weapon systems to this country's enemies. Treason is trying to open up all the borders in this country and putting foreigners on welfare and then using them as a voting bloc to destroy our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Treason is putting regulations in place designed to ship our jobs to China, where the globalists have their major investments. Treason is not Edward Snowden making over $200,000 a year as a CIA technical person and then going to work, because they've privatized all this corruption, tens of billions a year per major company in some cases. And there's just hundreds of these defense contractor companies to put in the L3 body scanners, billions of dollars, sometimes hundreds of millions per city. I was reading where New York has dozens and dozens of anti-bomb robots. Some of them cost $10 million apiece. Austin just spent over $10 million for some robots. And it's all defense contractors taking over America and making us the enemy and saying we're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. If you don't give up your rights, Al-Qaeda is going to kill you and kill your family when they run Al-Qaeda. They've always run Al-Qaeda. All these wars, all of it, it's just designed to transfer the economy into these globalist hands while destroying the real economy, while selectively enforcing taxes. And so when Boehner and King and all these other congressmen, Republicans and Democrats, come out and say, arrest this guy. There's a Daily Mail article where they're talking about disappearing. They're saying, let's just kill him. That's exactly what Snowden is saying he'll try to do. He walked away from all of this because he said he doesn't want to live in a world where everything's surveilled and recorded. And then they sell this idea. I had a guy on the airplane next to me last night, flying back from Austin to Dallas. Now, there's the headline, intelligence officials, not servants, overheard joking about how the NSA leaker should be disappeared after handling classified documents, handing them to the press. And so, again, this is the system. Who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to control the big paramilitary grid? Google was created by them so it could publicly get you to opt into being surveilled. And then even when you choose to not let them surveil you, they break past your passcodes. They send out thousands of vehicles, robot vehicles now, in Europe and the United States, without even people driving them in some areas, with antennas on the top, driving by with government passcodes to break into your computer. That's all now admitted. How long have I told you that? Now it's all admitted that Google and Verizon and Microsoft and Apple and all of them gave the government everything, and under the specs, built back doors into everything. Of course they did. Who gave Google its money to found? Who told the courts to let Google be above the law and no other tech company can do that? Look at Apple with suicide nets around its factories, the worst factories in China, now replacing them with robots. Think about how they do all of this with the PRISM systems and others. They take everything you do and dump it into computers, and these hackers today, I'm going to get into this after the break, they're saying, jam the networks with messages about terror attack, bombing, Al-Qaeda. That is not what jams it. Let me tell you what jams it. Yes, we have photos of the defense intelligence operatives that were there with the patsies in command of them on April 15th, and we're releasing that data. We're releasing that data today at 2 o'clock Central. Now, that will flag all the computers out there. Now, we don't actually have that. We already have that info. That already came out in the photos. That's why they say don't look at it. We already know there was a drill. That's why they say don't look. That's why they're so mad at us, because they want to run their classic scripts, and we're here awake and staring, knowing their tricks. But you want to jam them. Talk about how you developed a new software program that encrypts. Talk about how you've discovered that your bees can't be killed by Roundup. You'll be SWAT teamed within hours. If you try to save humanity, you'll be SWAT teamed. Say you've caught the government with a white slavery ring.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, and our greatest contribution to the world and humanity's future, myself, my entire team, our listeners, our supporters, all the stations that carry the broadcast, is that we make it safe for other people to talk about the New World Order, to talk about the FEMA camps, to talk about the billions of bullets, to talk about the foreign banks that have pretty much captured America. We can be attacked. I can be called the bad man. I can be demonized. I can take the heat. And then it makes it safe for other people to then come behind us and start covering this information. Which, again, it is mainstream news that DynCorp and Halliburton subsidiaries and the UN, all of them have been caught running giant sex slave rings, giant slave camps, grabbing men from all over Eastern Europe, you name it, taking them to huge camps to run brick factories, textile facilities, the women to slave camps. It comes out in the back of the paper. Nobody gets in trouble. They grow almost all the opium, ship it in on C-130s into U.S. bases. I've interviewed all the CIA people, retired Army generals, you name it, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and currently, where they're there and it's just you open up the crates, it's cocaine, heroin, it's distributed to the mafia, and you and your family. Your house is robbed as a tax, so go-peds can use it. And the cops want to search you for looking for drugs. I mean, it's all a big joke. I had them say, do you got any drugs or anything at one of the checkpoints coming back in? I said, I don't use government products. The government ships the drugs in. And the lady with customs went, yeah, I know. It's just well known. Like, you're going to ask me about shipping drugs in? How about little kids out of the country? All of you that work for this system, it's on you, okay? All of this evil. Every bit of it is on you. It's all tied to you. A millstone around your neck. You seen the Christmas Carol? Where Ebenezer Scrooge, his two associates that died years before him, and weren't half as greedy and corrupt as he was, have giant chains all tied all over around. They got to pull through eternity, millstones around their neck, and your chains are much larger. You understand that? And I know you can feel those chains as well. And it's just, I mean, TSA, I'm like, the government is putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. The government is poisoning with fluoride. Harvard studies. First, they walk over all arrogant. They're like, so, why are you acting so upset? Well, I'm upset about that you want to grope me, that you got naked body scanners, that those scanners right there are literally barbecuing you, the x-ray machine, x-raying all this stuff. You know about your cancer clusters? And they all suddenly went, yeah, we do. And I went, that's right. I don't care. I make a break with you now. I see you. I know who you are. And I say, attack me all you want. I don't care. Give it all to me. Whatever it is. Whatever happens. I want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God Almighty. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance and defiance over every form of tyranny over the mind of humankind. I will not sit here anymore and watch a bunch of scum, gangs of filth, tell us how they're protecting us from terrorists all day and Al-Qaeda while they inject the troops with deadly experimental vaccines as they die en masse. On and on and on. I am not going to say, because look, here's the deal. All of you that work for the system and think you're part of a winning gang and make excuses to yourself and have like some childlike fantasy that you're part of the establishment, you are not part of the establishment. And the people that are even doing this on top are delusional. Only madmen get rid of checks and balances. Only madmen allow systems to be set up like this. This has been repeated throughout history over and over and over again, and every time it goes the same place. Do you know what a tyranny is? A tyranny is an organized criminal group in government that decides to begin using government to enrich themselves and then shut down anyone that criticizes them. It is an organized criminal movement in government. And none of the criminals in government will start checking the other ones because there's a sense of power. I walked over to the intermediate border checkpoint flying back in. I walked over nicely and said hello, handed her my passport, praying that they wouldn't act like power-tripping, obsessive-compulsive mental patients. And you know what? She did. Because I was watching them dress down, give little orders, dominate, and feed their power ego. And if you look like you were a foreigner, if you look like you didn't, you know, you couldn't speak English, you were right through. It was citizens. It was milk cows. It was good-looking women. It was people with kids that needed to be dressed down because the message, even in the TSA ads, this was Border Patrol, Customs. Even in the TSA ads, it says, we want you to be imperious. Imperious. Acting arrogant and imperial. They want our will broken. They want it broken now. All of it's Pavlovian conditioning. And I, for one, am done. Let's put the actual definition of tyranny up on screen for people. Again, tyranny is really an organized criminal group using government to expand their power. From Webster's, the oppressive power, every form of tyranny over the mind of man, Thomas Jefferson, number two, a government in which absolute power is vested in a single ruler, especially one charismatic or ancient Greek city-state. The office of authority of administration of a tyrant, the bureaucratic tyrants. A rigorous condition imposed by some outside agency or force, living under the tyranny of the clock. An oppressive, harsh, or unjust act, a tyrannical act. Yeah, I mean, the best definition of tyranny is organized crime taking over government. And that's the norm in history 99%+ of the time. There have been thousands of governments throughout history. And there are only maybe five or six you could call somewhat free. And they always produce so much wealth and so much freedom and so much incredible art and inventions that civilization rises, takes over, and then the great-grandkids become spoiled, corrupt mafias come in, gangs come in. There is a hell time, sometimes 100 years, sometimes 5 years. There is a time of hell and torture and death and abuse and nightmare. And then the society implodes into sub-gangs usually and never reemerges. It usually destroys the society forever. And we're now in it. They will steal everything. They will not stop. And now they're talking about big tech companies caught working with the government, putting in spy grids, you know, real from the pressure. And they are trying to, you know, convince the public it's for their safety. And then bizarre press conferences with Obama saying, look, you need to trust us or bad things are going to happen. And now that they know you see them, they're acting totally creepy, even more creepy than Nixon going, I'm not a crook. They're acting absolutely guilty, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's come out they use the NSA data to harass good, non-criminal type organizations. Because evil and corruption understands that good is a fire that must be extinguished because they know historically it'll always get so bad that good will then ignite during great times of tyranny. Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So the instinct of evil is to extinct good. That's why if you're a good person, you think, well, I'm all right. I have nothing to hide. They want to come after you because you're good. They want your children. They want to force vaccines into you. They want to make you pay all these corporate taxes of Obamacare and all the rest of it. They will never stop. There's never enough for them. They're never going to back off until they're defeated. You don't appease tyrants. You don't appease despots. Let's go over some of these headlines right here. Look at this Paul Watson article, and I called him this morning. I love Paul Watson. I love my whole career. But I said, Paul, you know, these polls, you can commission them for whatever you want. It's like I saw a poll earlier this year that less Americans own guns and people don't like guns put out by a Democratic Party-run group on record. I mean, you know, they might as well say, you know, 100% of people support Mao Zedong, you know, the poll says they've got demographics groups, people they've already contacted, they can get these numbers from. Everybody I've talked to, except for one guy on the airplane, who said, well, I like the Republicans, and I think they're right saying Obama hadn't done bad on this. See, because they have Democrats come out and say they're against it, so then Republicans go, oh, well, it must be okay, then if Democrats don't like it. And, of course, Democrats do love the government surveillance and tyranny as long as it's not Obama. That's the headline up on the Drudge Report. And that's the big distraction here, is that at the very top of the pyramid, there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats. That's why you've got Boehner and McCain always trying to demonize the Tea Party, always trying to shut it down, always trying to take control of it. You got Karl Rove on Fox News constantly going after Rand Paul and the real Tea Party because we're getting more and more people elected. The Republican Party is the best avenue to have a libertarian constitutional takeover. And we're very close to doing it, except for all the election fraud that's going on. But we're having victory, and it's scaring the entire establishment. That's why you saw the mainline Republicans try to demonize Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and people early on. When they couldn't beat them, though, they then said, oh, we love you, and tried to co-opt them. But it's the other way around. Now they've got the entire Republican leadership, from National Review to Bill O'Reilly to Glenn Beck, literally saying things about me. I mean, go look, that isn't true. Next up, we've got sexual hate speech going on. And then they cut to a clip of me talking about government assassinations in the U.S. out of context. And the person watching that is like, oh, this is the man in sex hate speech. When it's Bill O'Reilly that's settled out of court with women in his office for all sorts of, you know, weird stuff. I'm not going to repeat it all here with a family audience. I mean, I did nothing to Bill O'Reilly. Glenn Beck comes out. I haven't even played this clip. It's like last Thursday. It was like 2 in the morning England time. I've got my iPhone. And I see the clip and I watch it and he's going, Alex Jones people are death threatening me. He's dangerous. I mean, you can say anybody's death threatening you. Well, I could have somebody send an email to me and say, Glenn Beck threatened me. I mean, it's just made up. Why are they coming after me? Because, folks, the government knows I'm real. The globalists, the crime syndicate that's hijacked it, they know. They know all about when I was a kid. They know all about when I was a teenager. They know all about college. They know who I am, folks. They know. They know. They know I'm real. And that's what they're afraid of, is one man who's real. Because other men can then take that as an example and emulate that and become even greater. That's why they spend all day saying, I'm not real. I was on BBC on their live show, you know, their big Meet the Press, one of their top-rated shows of the week. You know, the Queen of England and people go on it. And I just shut them down. I broke the trance. I got in their face. I said, I'm not playing games here. And when the cameras, when they went to break, I stopped yelling over him because we were going to break. And then I turned on my iPhone. I haven't even uploaded this yet because I was so busy. I'm going to upload it today. And I interviewed them behind the scenes like I did the Bilderberg Group member, their Treasury Secretary, Balls. And he goes, this is all fake. This is all an act. And I said, no, it's not. He goes, well, you just stopped yelling. And I said, well, the show's over. I was yelling over you. I was dominating you. And then he went back on and said that I was a fake and that it was all an act. You know, this is what they want. But they want you to believe that there's no one real. They want you to believe that this type of thing is going on. Because that's all they can do. That's all they can do. And then, of course, they had security running in as well. I knew if I yelled, that would give them the pretext to maybe even arrest me. But then when I got down to the bottom of the security, they walked over and they said, you know, we're former police here. And they said, what you said about the 7/7 bombing in Dominguez is absolutely right. How did you know that? And I said, well, what's right? And they said, exactly what you said. That guy was, you know, that was an assassination. The drills, all of it. And these cops, one in down and down the elevator and the one that followed us out, literally had tears in his eyes. Again, he goes, you're absolutely right. And was like, because they know, folks, they know the government did that. They know. That's why the cops, when I gave that speech to 2,000 people inside, 1,000 they turned away right above Bilderberg meeting in the rolling countryside northwest of London. The police came over, and it was female cops, male cops, the head cops, and they were just hugging me. And some of them were like, we know the truth. We're with you. We know. We've seen it. In fact, not just some of them, so many of them came over and said, you know, what do we do? We know. I don't know all the answers, folks. I just know we have a corporate mafia takeover, and people resonate with the fact that I'm willing to risk my life to go up against these people 110%. And that's why they want to tell you I'm a government agent, or I'm bad, or I'm fake, or there's nothing real, because they don't want you to have hope. They don't want you to believe there's good people that were able to do something real and able to take action. They want you to imagine the only people that can be successful were fakes or operatives. Because only government has power. That's not true. You have the power. And now they're trying to say that Edward Snowden is a traitor and must work for the communist Chinese. Bear, the old CIA globalist. Unbelievable.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Come, you masters of war.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
They build to destroy.
Yeah, they build the death planes.
Here's what I'll do. I'm going to focus, because I've got all this news I want to get to at the start of the next hour, and then for the balance of the broadcast, from the bottom of the next hour, right through to the end of the transmission, we'll take your calls and get into the military news, the economic news, the rest of it. But I want to just show briefly, I'm going to get into this more in the next hour, what Richard Reeves pointed out in the airport yesterday. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. If not, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member or we archive it the next day. But look right here. USA Today in England is spying storm. Millions of calls being tracked, internet data mined from biggest companies. In the U.S., it's I've done nothing wrong. Same issue, same day, Monday. That's how you get different info. And now you've got Robert Baer, a super creepy CIA guy. He's been on the show before. He's always spinning everything in directions I don't agree with. And he's saying, oh, maybe this guy's a Chinese spy. Well, yeah, he's run to Hong Kong because that's an area known where he might be able to not be grabbed, but it doesn't matter. They're not denying what he said, that a giant system listens and records everything you do without warrants. They then go, well, we have a FISA thing. When the FISA is a micron of it. They're already grabbing it all, and they use it against you. I was talking to the Times of London writer that I debated on that British BBC show. I even had this on video. I'm going to upload that later today. I've just been so busy, I haven't gotten to it all, because the internet was kind of slow over there in England, at least on my phones. And I said, you know, I've gotten death threats where they tell me what I was just talking about on the phone. They're tapping my phone. And he basically goes, well, you deserve it. I was talking to this big Esquire writer whose dad was a top CIA guy in Vietnam, involved in the assassination of Viet Dinh. He's doing a big profile on me. I think they're sending a photographer tomorrow. And he goes, well, you're a scary guy. You know, maybe you deserve to have the Secret Service aim their guns at you. Maybe you deserve. I mean, it's just like they all feel like because they're friends with the system that they're going to be protected. You're not protecting anybody. Our whole society is going down a rat hole here. If the globalists would kill a million Iraqis for the oil and for no-bid weapons contracts, what will they do to us? The New World Order hates Americans about 10 times what they hate Iraqis, folks. I'm here to tell you. We are hated by them that they can't get our guns. They can't do all this. They're butchering the country right now. They're gutting it. They're bankrupting at $85 billion a month. I'm seeing our country killed here. We've got to wake up and say no. And yes, our credibility is rising because people have discovered that large parts of what we said are now admitted. But then they put out fake polls going, you know, Pew Research, oh, Americans love being spied on for their safety. Yeah, with key demographics they know they can target and say, to keep you safe from terrorists. Is it okay if they get a warrant and listen to you? Oh, well, certainly. That's the questions. That's not what they're doing. And then Obama comes out in some cryptic speech and goes, I'm not saying trust us, but you better trust us or bad things are going to happen. We're going to go to break, start the next hour, but here's what I'm here to tell you right now. Spread the word about the broadcast. Support us. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One master membership. 11 people can be logged in simultaneously. Share it with friends and family. If you're already a member, be sure and share it. Incredible information. Films, all of it. PrisonPlanet.tv. ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there. 10% off promo code WATER. 10% off promo code WATER. Strategic relocation, the safest places by region. Great new film that we produced with Joel Skousen, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to extend the 15% off for phone calls only for one day on ProPure Systems at 888-253-3139.
This is GCN.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.